Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I thank you for joining us for another disconnection of the week. Just a few moments. And good evening, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Candid Views. As always, I am your host, Glenn Q. I am also the co-founder and chapter coordinator of the Creative Care Beacon, and currently we are working with the Human Solution International, the only Ohio chapter that's working with them right now. So if you guys want to know a little more about the Human Solution International, more than welcome, please definitely go over to their website at www.thsintl.org. What they're doing is they're walking for change. You know, they're out there trying to end the abuse and violation of human rights, working with a lot of different groups and different organizations doing a lot of different things. One big thing that they're doing, and I know that the Walk for Change is working on and doing, is they're bringing a lot of food to, you know, areas out in Washington and areas in Northern California and places that, in Oregon, that, you know, have issues of reaching food, as having food issues. I see that they took donated a bunch of meals to some Indian out on some Indian reservations, which was an amazing deal for them and working with that. So listen, if you or a loved one are going through a human rights case, definitely reach out to the Human Solution International, because there's a whole organization of people, man, that's ready to stand behind you and fight with you and guide you through any human rights, you know, violation case, especially cannabis. So if you or a loved one is going through something, please definitely go to their website and fill out the form there, defendant, and reach out to them. There's a chapter near you somewhere, and if not, I encourage you to definitely create one, definitely start one, you know, do the same thing in your area. If your organization's already working with something, doing something, and you want to join them, please reach out to them. Without further ado, let me tell you that tonight's show is always brought to you by the Holistic Cloud. So listen, if you guys are in the Northeast Ohio area and you guys are in Bel Air, Ohio, I definitely encourage you to jump down to 3048 Belmont Street there in Bel Air, Ohio, and check out the Holistic Cloud for all of your holistic needs. And they also have some really nice glass accessories that goes along with that as well. Also, if you guys want to jump over and check out Scentsy Mom Buds, I encourage you to check out her page and see the designs and things that she's creating and all of the stuff that she's doing over there on Scentsy Mom Buds. And also by Patriotic Medical Hemp, who just joined us, is going to start promoting them, wellness, you know, their product. Patriot Medical Hemp, ran by a vet, ran by a great company that he's, you know, done a lot of research in. We'll get more into that in the next section when I talk to him, because it so happens that the owner of that company, the guy that's promoting this, is going to be joining us later in the segment. So something real quick I want to leave with, you know, we always talk about, and I push, and I'm going to continue to push always for, you know, public awareness, because listen, if somebody's going through something or has gone through something, public awareness and public support is amazing and is huge. So I don't want anybody to discount that about public awareness. Listen, for as far as I'm telling you, if you guys are watching me here on Facebook, please pop you just, it takes just real quick, just a piece of paper, jot down, drop all charges against Adele and Aaron Wisdom. They're looking at 11 years for hemp growing on their property in Missouri, which is a legal state where they can grow for yourself as long as you're a medical patient and you have medical paperwork and everything. Definitely we want to do that. And something that we're always going to stand behind until this young man gets out of prison and back with his family is Freelance Galore. Just pop these on a piece of paper, man, and take a snapshot real fast. And if you're listening on the radio and you do have Facebook, please hop over there and do that. It's just real quick, real easy. Freelance Galore, take a snapshot and tag Carrie Cannon or Tracy Galore Pike in the Freelance Galore. And if you're going to drop all charges, and I can encourage you to do all of them, but drop all charges against Adele and Aaron Wisdom. Tag Aaron or Adele and or Carrie in them. It's also, there's a picture collage that gets put together and gets put into, that gets asked to be put into the defendant's case and gets asked to be entered into evidence. If you guys will look, it happens. And it is well documented that it works. It works for Peggy and I when we went through our case. I mean, we went from looking at more than 50 years in prison to ending up with just probation, which we're very lucky with that, of just receiving probation. Going through a case is not easy, so I encourage you to reach out to somebody if you're going through something. And if you're not going through something, please put pen to paper. It's very simple, very easy to do. Write a letter to somebody that is currently serving time, that is currently a victim of this, human rights. And that's what it comes down to. It's a human rights violation. If you have to serve time in prison for cannabis, it's a human rights violation. It's the way I look at it. It's the way I view it, because it's a human right to be able to consume cannabis and hemp in any way or form that you need to consume it. So it should be, left at that. And if you have a problem finding somebody, I encourage you to go over to Free Indeed Reentry and find somebody there on that list. There's people to write to in there. You can also go to CanadaConvictProject.com and look there. And there is also FreedomGrowForever.org. Go check them out. And you can find somebody on them list to write to. There's plenty of people that are serving time for cannabis. I want to, talk real quick about what happened with Peggy and I. We went through our case, and we had a lot of support from a lot of people. Peggy and I, were facing over 50 years for rightfully what I was able to do is, I had caregivers. I was a caregiver for several people. I am still currently a caregiver for several people. By state law, and I'm not breaking any law by being caregivers and purchasing medicine and giving it to them. That's nothing wrong with that. Of course, they pay for it. I just sometimes pick it up, and they give me money for what is there, and the receipt's right there, so I'm not getting any more than what I'm supposed to. So virtually, we were facing charges for exactly what law said I was allowed to do. But it was political. I was running for mayor. I was, gearing to run for several other seats and for going further. And going through this case kind of killed that. It kind of hindered a little bit, but it hindered it just some. Because I'm still going to, I'm still going to pursue them out of the news. Because somebody needs to step up and somebody needs to change the laws. And the only way that you're going to change it, if you don't like the people that are voted in, the people that are in there, run yourself. Get attention for the platform that you're running on, and that's how you get change. If you don't win, listen, you caught attention of other people that are going to take notice of what you were talking about and what you were saying. So don't be afraid to run for an office somewhere. If you don't like somebody's job that they're doing, run against them. Do a better job than them. Find out what it takes to run for that office and run and be better. And that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to continue to do that until I get, my foot in and I can make a difference. Because that's what it's about, is making change and making a difference. Because the only way it's going to happen is, again, if you don't like who's in, vote them out and vote somebody in that you're confident with, And if you're not confident for any of them, run yourself. I challenge you, if you're going to make a difference, run. Run for an office somewhere and make a difference. That's what you can do. So without that, listen, I want to talk to you and tell you that there, you know, this man that I'm getting ready to bring up now is a veteran that has tried, you know, medical pharmaceuticals that didn't work, that, you know, wasn't causing trouble. So he chose to do something about that. So we're going to talk to him about what he did to change that and to make things different. I want to say real quick, I do see people finally popping on. Hey, Dana, thank you for joining us. William, always glad to have you on. Hi, Mom. Glad you're here, too. Andrew Thompson, thank you for joining the show and watching. Most anyone can run for local office. You're absolutely right, Dana. And almost anybody can run for local office, so I encourage you to do that. So, again, I'm going to bring up Jeff, my guest for this evening, and we're going to talk with him. And we'll do it this way. Here we go. That's a little better. Mr. Hello, sir. How are you doing this evening?
You know, I'm just fine as strong, sir. How about y'all?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good, sir. Now, listen, you know, I know that, you know, you were a vet and, you know, went through the whole pharmaceutical deal with your aches and pains and what, you know, you went through a lot being in the service. There comes a lot of aches and pains from serving your country. Trust me, you know, it happened. So pharmaceuticals weren't cutting it for you, but you did try CBD products. And, you know, so let me ask you, how did that go for you and what led you to where you're at?
Okay. One day in 2018, I received a shipment. I was going through a lot of stuff, but I received a shipment of meds from the VA. And I'm a late bloomer. He was 17-year-old, my son. And he said, Dad, we got to get you off these meds. So we jumped on, we made some plans, I did some research, and I went to Colorado. Hey, I've been a THC guy since the 70s. No, wait a minute, 60s, I'm older than I look. But anyway, we added a bunch of CBD to the regimen I already had, and that included just a really good diet, healthy food, watch what I eat, watch what I intake into my body, but the THC and the CBD was a continual regimen for me. Within 2 weeks' time, and let me just tell you, I have been on opiates from the VA for over 37 years. My aches and pains come from a severe injury. In a training accident, I was crushed. And both feet, left wrist, shoulder, anyway, a lot of stuff. So the opiates, I guess, were necessary at one point, but really didn't do anything for me other than make me stupid because I still hurt. Okay, so I get to thinking about this, and I get out there, I put myself on this regimen, and in 2 weeks' time, I set up and I said, you know, I didn't do any pills yesterday, I'm not doing tomorrow. And if a person wants to really do something, take one day at a time, they tell you. So I did that day after day for like 5 days. I didn't do them yesterday, I'm not going to do them today. And just by dosing myself and experimenting and using me as the guinea pig, I felt so much better not eating those pills. And after the 2 weeks and I quit doing the opiates, I thought, well, that was the most important thing in my body maybe, so let's, the worst thing I should say, so let's do the rest of them. And I quit everything, 12 of 13 prescription medications, and I quit them pretty much cold turkey, you guys.
All right, and that's just by using a regimen, and that's finding out for you what worked for you as far as CBD and cannabis combined, because, you know, that you know, people often mistake, you know, they think that, oh, well, okay, if I just, you know, use cannabis, you know, I'm going to be good, you know, because I'm a medical patient, I'm using cannabis, but it takes both CBD and cannabis combined together in your system. You know,
absolutely.
You've got to find that you've got to find the balance of them to chemically together for you and your system. And that's what you did. You found for you what made your river flow enough to get your water wheel going.
Perfect. Perfect. And Glenn, thanks, by the way, of having me here. I've been looking forward to it. So I'm kind of maybe going to ramble a bit and jump into some of this stuff. But it's so important to me to share the fact that this is my motto, you know, it's a be like me, opiate free thing, and I post that every day. And I'm not saying that everyone can do it because some people don't have that drive, but if you want to do it, and you were talking about that, make a change. Boom, that's it. It doesn't matter if it's a political change or a physical change, an individual change, make a change. You know, don't just ride the wave and think things are going to change for you because they're not. Take a hand, you know, do something for yourself and for those around you.
Right. But now going through this and you know, using these CBDs that you were getting, you know, they were just, you know, whatever.
Right.
Was you satisfied with that? I mean, you found things and, well, I'll let you, you know, I'll just open with that and then I'll go from there and let you go ahead and finish on that. And what led you
cool.
to bring, you know, Patriot Medical Hemp Medicinal?
All right. What kind of happened here is I came back and, you know, we'd looked into this. My son's very, he likes to dig into things. He's a research man. So we found what we felt to be the best that I could start with out in Denver. Denver area. And when I came back here, you know, it had 7 ingredients in it. And I came back, I kept researching, and I thought, you know what, 4 of those I really don't need. They were just fillers. And I also, when I got back here, I realized that I was paying $130 for this 1 ounce of tincture. And it was like 2,000 milligram, it said. And something happened, you know, so I'm not knocking the product at all. But I realized that I couldn't afford it in Indiana, right? Because those other 4 ingredients are pretty expensive because we don't use them. I came back here. I was lucky enough to run into this young man. I'm spilling my guts to him, and he's the son of a veteran as well. His dad happens to live in Colorado, and he does his own thing using THC. His son, being here in Indiana, says, hey, how about we replicate this for you? And we use the CBD. And that is where it sort of started. But when I saw that it was $130 and I'm living on a pension, I thought, man, I'm going to have to go back on the pills. And I didn't want to do that so badly. You know, it's just a bad thing. It's a bad stigma attached to those that eat those every day, in my opinion. And I didn't want to fit that. Plus, I just felt stupid. And I still hurt. So it wasn't working for me. So I ran into the young man, and we started developing. He said, what do you want out of your med? If you're using just CBD, what do you want? And so I would tell him, and he is an alchemist, okay? And he runs he runs the Royal Frenchman Tea Company. This guy does some cool stuff. And he started blending this stuff individually for me and testing it with me. And all of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? This is really great. And it wound up, if I'm buying that product, it was just a fraction of what I was paying in Colorado. I thought, man, you know, I want this for my brothers and sisters. I feel so much better. I can't afford it. This guy's helping me afford it. And if I could share that with my brothers and sisters and help them in the same respect, then I'm really feeling good. I like to do things for people. I really see nutrition and wellness as being so vital in peace. You know, we have a lot of violence. I'm in Indianapolis, by the way, and we have a lot of violence around here. And those same neighborhoods are the ones that aren't getting what I'm talking about. And I want to make it affordable for people. So we sell the same thing, about 50% of what every other competitor sells it for. And I'm not competing because, straight up, you guys, I'm so small of a business. I do a couple farmers markets. I have clients that call me and I deliver. I take it to them. I have people I have so many issues that I'm working with, but I really like working with the people that really want to get off of the opiates because I've been there. I mean, I have children with seizures. We have people with Alzheimer's. We have a lot of stuff that we're trying to help with at an affordable cost, but those with the opiates and getting off of that, that's kind of my heart right now. I really feel that's important.
All All right. And leading, you know, more into that, and that's what, and that's why you design, and that's why you come up with the Patriot Medicinal Hemp Company, and that's why you sell what you sell, the teas and the tinctures and stuff. And yeah. I did get to try, which was really cool, because last Saturday, you brewed up some CBD coffee and served it cold, which, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. When you put ice and then you put coffee on ice, I was like, oh, God, you just ruined it. But I took a drink of it, and it was really good. And, you know, I felt, you know, after I drank that coffee, I'm not going to lie, because I'm not a big CBD taker. I don't take a lot of CBD because, you know, I ingest a lot of, you know, the cannabis side, a lot of more of the other stuff that has that in there. So I get it anyway. So with that added to what I already do, it made me feel a lot better. And I think that I'm going to have to start incorporating some kind of a CBD regimen to my food, you know, whether I do the tea, because my mother-in-law really loved your tea, and she's watching tonight, so I'm glad you come on, because she got your tea. The tea I bought Saturday is it went to her because I wanted her to try it, and she really likes it.
Nice, and you know the teas and the coffee, they're so slowly blended, and it comes out, it's water soluble, obviously, and goes in your system really fast. So what I do, you know, I only deal with four products. Okay, we start with flour, of course, and we have to watch what we do in Indiana, but we have tincture, we have salve. And then we develop the teas, which are blended slowly from the Royal Princeton Tea Company. And I'm like the only other person, and Dan and I just work so well together. So I'll continue to talk about Dan and the Royal Princeton, because without him, I wouldn't know a lot of the difference in what the products were. I'm telling you, when it comes to MCTs and stuff, I'm like, oh, as long as it gets on my system, I just want to get it. And so he helped educate me. The young guy's really smart, so... But yes, we started Patriot Medicinal Hemp because so many of my brothers and sisters could not afford it. And I thought that, you know, if we could bring this out under a Patriot name, I was actually at one time under the 501c3 Veterans Industries and Arts. They helped build this. And then we split off into, it's not really a for-profit. We don't make much money. We make sure this is affordable. So I just do a couple farmers markets. I have a partner that does one. You can reach me online and stuff. But, I mean, I have people that are shut-ins, and if they can't get out, I'm going to haul it.
Right. And this is right here, you guys. I'll hold up the card here and get a flash for it. This is the way that you can get a hold of, you know, Jeff, you know, Mr. Piper, because it is absolutely vet-owned. Vet ran, and a lot of it is, like you said, it's affordable to the point where it's just covering cost of getting the meds made and shipped, because it's that affordable for people. And trust me, I've gotten some of this product a couple of times, and, you know, for my mother-in-law and for my wife, and they are affordable. But more into that, as far as affordability and availability, you've also got another product or, you know, another project that you're starting. And it's about, I'm glad you're wearing your shirt there. So, yeah, you tell us a little bit about your shirt and the project that you're working on.
Sure. It's called the Cool Bus. Mission Cool Bus is a 40-foot-long 2004 Bluebird school bus that's been transformed, I love the word transformed, into a mobile grocery store. Here in Indianapolis, we have what most major cities have. It's called a food desert. And if you might live in a food desert, but you probably have a car. So you can drive out of the food desert and get food. But if you live in a food desert and you don't have a car, good luck. You're going to get on a bus and it's going to take half a day to get a couple bags. And who's going to watch your kids while you go? So we set up in different community locations within the food desert. We are going to be SNAP certified. We're still working on this project. Funding is always an issue. It's self-funded. The Cool Bus will roll, we hope, for a small outing for Thanksgiving. We roll into the food desert, and our target market are people with food stamps. We want to help recover the funding that the government puts out there to feed those people, which are normally women with children, old people, and disabled folks. So those people are the target, and we don't sell any junk food. A lot of them cannot get the food except for a convenience store, and they're feeding those same kids and whatever. They're feeding that population whatever they can get at a convenience store. Also, when doing this, I've watched these neighborhoods severely, and they are the same ones. We have a lot of murders right here in Indianapolis. All right, we're just shooting people down left and right. Those are the same neighborhoods that are hungry. All right, so poor nutrition, access to proper food, and violence, very closely knit. They cannot have, once again, that peace and that tranquility that I want to provide for my brothers and sisters through Patriot Medicinal Hemp. I also want to provide through the school bus, through healthy food access.
Right,
so there you go. That's kind of what we're doing.
Right on. That's awesome that you want to go and make sure that these people that, you know, are in these, you know, areas be able to get the foods that they need. And it's not the foods that you want. It's the foods that you need that are the healthier choices. And because like you said, you're not going to have any junk foods on your bus. It's going to be all, you know, foods that, you know, people are going to need that, you know, can't get it at a, like you said, at a convenience store, because a lot of these desert areas, destitute areas, have only a gas station or a little convenience shop to get their groceries from, because it's in within walking distance. And if people don't have vehicles and ways to get around, transportation is a big deal for a lot of people. Real quick, no, Michael, you do not have to be a vet to buy the products. Just reach out to Jeff Piper. Just go over to his page and reach out to him. He'll make sure that, you know, whatever you need, you'll be able to get to. So be able to check out all of this stuff. Do you have pictures on your page of the stuff that you have that you set up at, like, you know, maybe you had something like that on your page would be really cool. If you have the stuff,
you know,
that you...
We're three old guys that run this veterans industry and art. So we're getting better. We do have a new admin, Techie, and they just started helping us out yesterday. Basically, what we're doing, let me back up a moment. On the cool bus, we have corporate sponsors, and this young lady owns Peace Love Hair, which is a hair salon here in Indy, but she's quite the administrator. So she stepped up, and in exchange for her logo on the cool bus, which we get a lot of notoriety around here, and in exchange, she's going to take our admin, and she's going to help us with our Facebook and such.
All right.
Because
on.
we are not good at it. I was going to do this whole chat here on my computer. My computer is 20 years old, y'all, and it doesn't do this. So, but yes, we will have that stuff, that information to be on there. My phone number's on there. Feel free to call me. I do ship. I just don't get out and promote it real large right now because I am a two-man band. We have our alchemist and producer. Myself, I help with that, and then I do the rest of this as well. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I will tell you this. Go to every farmer's market you can go to. I love farmer's markets. That's where I do my sales. And I love the people that I meet there, including Glenn. Thank you.
Hey, right on. You're at the Benford exit. You follow Benford Avenue there all the way into Indianapolis. But what is the address there?
We're the northwest corner at 65th and Benford. You can't miss it. Northview Church. Big old church, and we're out in the parking lot.
Right on. So, yeah, you guys, if you get a chance Saturday or for the next several Saturdays, jump out there and check out Jeff at his booth and stuff. You know, I think that, you know, a lot of people just miss the fact that, you know, you've got to have a good, you know, medicinal, you know, hemp. You've got to have a good CBD product going along with your other regimens that you're doing. And I do believe that Shelly did say that, you know, back up here, you know, that every medicine and food that was provided for us is in a garden, not in a pharmacy. And that is correct, that, you know, our foods do come and are supposed to come, and our medicine is supposed to come from a garden. Jeff, thank you for all that you do with the Cool Bus and with the Patriot Medicinal Hemp, and all the caring and helping that you do with all the people.
Hey, thank you for helping us out here, man. And thanks, everybody, for being here. Bless y'all.
Yes, sir. Right on. Hey, anytime. I'm more than welcome. I'd like to actually, you know, catch up with you, you know, next season. because this is actually my last show of this season. I'm going to take 2 weeks off of the show, and then we'll be back, to do a new season, another season, another year, you guys. We're going to be doing this. So it's really a pleasure to have you on the show. So I definitely want to get you back on, next season and follow up with you and find out more about your bus and how far you've gone with that. And I'm sure that people that are listening are going to want to jump on and help you with that.
Yep. Thank you a lot, y'all. Have a good night.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Piper, you guys, you can always go over to his page and check him out and get more, talk with him more and send him a message. A lot of the CBD tincture is not what good and expensive. I'm definitely, yeah, absolutely, Michael, definitely check his page out because it's very affordable. It's just short above what it costs to get it made, the products that are in it, because like he said, there's not a lot of extra ingredients and extra stuff that you have to, that you don't really necessarily need. So definitely check his page out, go talk with him, and find out more about him and his company. Looks like we have somebody over here on the show line. So we're going to flip over real quick and jump over here to the radio, and we're going to go live. Good evening. You're live on Cannabuse. The ending number of 224. Oh, you are live on Cannabuse. Hello. Okay, I guess they're not going to be there. We'll just put them back on hold again for a few moments. If you are watching the show and you've called in with the number, area code of 330, ending in 2240, just let me know that that's you that's watching, that you've called, and I'm trying to get you on. So anyway, back to, I want to give just a little bit, we picked up some stuff, some nice little things that I want to talk a little bit about. And it's cannabis species and strains, and a lot of people don't understand or get, and I'm just going to give you the basic what the type of are and what they, represent. Like sativa. Sativa
okay.
Stands are, oh, there you are. Hello, hello.
I have two things going. I'm so sorry. But
no,
you're
fine.
And thank you, Piper, for everything that you do, especially Glenn and Peggy also.
Well, thank you, Danny. I appreciate that.
But this week, there was someone, would it be a 740, I think, a 740 area code? And she might be able to tell you what happened. But, it was being called consumers, what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I don't get that. And I don't understand why and I'll set the scenario for you. It was a employee of a dispensary, and they're called bud tenders, which they're really not, because here in Ohio they don't tend buds. They just give you a package. So they shouldn't carry the names of bud tenders in Ohio. But a bud tender called a patient a consumer.
I think she's on, I don't know if she called in on the number, but I know she's online. I don't know if she called. But, yeah, she's on here. It might be a 740 area code.
You're more welcome. Listen, if you want to call into the show, the number is 516-418-5539. So you guys are more than welcome to call in anytime. Again, that's 516-418-5539.
Because I get confused on the names Ohio, like if it was Pure Ohio or Ohio Wellness, but she would know. But I did make some calls and emails where I can't get a straight answer out of the pharmacy board or Commerce. but a website to make a complaint, and I can make the website public where ask them to call you patients, not consumers and not addicts. That's all.
Right. Right. And it's very disrespectful to
right.
be, especially because a lot, you know, there's been several times that I personally have gone to dispensary and I've been in pain. And trust and believe, if somebody would have talked to me that way, I would have just walked out and left the order the way it is, and I'd have found another dispensary. But I do understand
yeah,
that
well,
it's very difficult
happened.
For a lot of people because of the travel time. And as few dispensaries that Ohio has, it becomes an issue.
I did get a hold of the dispensary, and I talked to a guy there and explained it in terms that he would understand. But he was also calling the medicine retail.
Right, right. And see, that's disrespectful. And those are the kind of things, and, you know, and honestly, those are the kind of things that will get our program, you know, looked at. And what'll get our program shut down is misusing, and that's what it's doing, is it's misusing the program for what it's not intended, because we are not consumers. The medicine is not retail. It is exactly what it is. It's medicine because it is given to us with a recommendation from a doctor.
Well, and I had also brought up to, you know, one of the complaints to the board or someone on the board, if our own industry doesn't recognize us as patients, how does the profession recognize us, or educational and business, if they don't make changes now and refer to us as patients, not consumers, how do they expect for there to be a change on a bigger perspective in all other businesses and industries?
Right.
And there wouldn't
be a
law if it wasn't for our conditions and illnesses that we can't profit off of, but they can. Now, how the hell does that make sense in this world?
Right. And, you know, I was going to talk a little bit about that, because that's what my next card was dealing with, was Ohio and the federal law and what our medical program about is. How ridiculous the program actually really is. So, we should not be, you know, referred to as consumers, because we're not consumers. We are patients, 100% and legitimately, because that's what the program says.
And this guy that I spoke to, and he also told this patient the same thing. It is retail because we buy in bulk. And I said, but you're going to call it retail, you know, how can you call it retail if it's only a medical law?
Right. And that's exactly what it is. It's a medical law.
It's
only medical, so you can't
call us consumers. It's only for patients.
Right. And for somebody in the cannabis industry to be doing that, they should know what the laws are, because it's against the law.
This was Carroll County, the Ohio one, like Pure Ohio
right.
or Ohio Wellness and Carroll County or Carrollton.
Right. But it's against the law. It's wrote in our laws that we are medical patients per the medical program, because that's why we have a medical program. The medicine that we pick up, the medicine that we get, is not product, and it's not retail. It's exactly that. It's medicine. And that's the way it should be referred to.
But here's the glitch. They're not a pharmacy, but they are a medical dispensary.
Right, absolutely.
But they want you to act inspirational here already. And they have been for a long time.
Right. I think what a lot of the dispensaries are doing here in Ohio is kind of wrong. I've heard people referred to as patients or as consumers. I've heard them, referred to as addicts over the last 2 years that our program has been running, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
That has actually been up and running.
They're still referring to us as addicts. And if we're not addicts, then we're consumers, not patients. And put it in the hospitality business and the hotel business, those are guests. Those aren't customers.
Right, absolutely.
If you go to the hospital, you are a patient or a visitor. So why can't we have the same respect in this industry, why they're making millions a week off of our illnesses and conditions and ailments? And
Right, absolutely. And it takes a lot to, it's not really that simple to go through the program. It's not simple. It's not easy being a patient of this program, and that's what it is. It's a patient without insurance. And that's pretty much basically what it is, because our medicine isn't covered. Most of us don't have our family doctor as our cannabis doctor, so our doctor visits aren't covered under any insurance. So, the program itself is already, miserably expensive. We don't need the extra added, being treated this way and talked to we're beneath people, because we're not. Just because we're cannabis patients don't mean that we're any different than anyone else. Just we choose the pharmaceutical, the cannabis over pharmaceuticals.
I was asked to remind you guys of Blue Blast, Pure Ohio, where that affects some patients, especially if they have TBIs, but there's some type of some type of allergy or something in there that patient was down in the dark for 2 days. They didn't feel right, and they had just bought the Blue Blast.
I heard something else about that, too.
And, of course, they bought half an ounce. So what are you going to do with it?
Right. Yeah, I heard something else about that, too, that Blue Blast from them, that I think that it did make the recall. For Ohio, I'm not sure. You'd have to look at the list, but thank you, Dana, for bringing this to our attention and bringing this, because it's very important that people understand that sick people are sick people, period, and we're not consumers, and our medicine is not product, and it's not anything other than exactly what medicine is.
Right. We're not asking for much.
Right.
Affordability, accessibility, and in order for us to live, we can't buy the medicine at these prices from the dispensaries. We need to have home cultivation. It's insanity if you think it's a single source. We need to be self-sufficient.
Absolutely. And we need to contact our, representatives and let them know that they need to support House Bill 382.
We still don't have any Republican support on House Bill 382. There's treat marijuana like regulate marijuana like alcohol initiative, but with the House bill, we only have Democrat support, still no Republicans, which that's your House representatives.
Right,
if you can contact them or we can give you the numbers or reach out to OCAN. There's things on there for on the website. You know, tell them your story. Tell them what's going
right.
on. And this is unlivable. This is unjust.
Absolutely. These prices and
I'm
the
done.
Way the program
Sorry.
Is treated us. Nope, you're fine. Nope, you're absolutely. Dana, thank you very much for joining us. And
thank
it's
you.
Always
love
a pleasure
you
to have you on. You love you too. Thank you very much for calling. You know, Dana's very right, you know, because we are medical patients and we don't need to be treated the way that they've been treated. So reach out to your representatives and let them know, especially the Republican representatives, and let them know that they need to get on board with this House Bill 382 and support it. You know, that way patients can treat themselves. If we're allowed to grow for ourselves, then we're allowed to treat ourselves. And that's how a program absolutely allows a patient to heal. And that's the way that a program allows a patient to. And, you know, I hate saying that word, allows, and what we're allowed to have and because of. It just really irks me. But the program right now, currently, if you're a Tier 1 patient, you're allowed up to 8 ounces in a 45-day period. And that's collectively. That's oils, tinctures, edibles, dry flour for vaping only. So, you know, 8 ounces. A Tier 2 patient's allowed just slightly more than that. It's 10 ounces of the same, you know, as long as it's you know, within that. Right. And then a, you know, if you're terminal in Ohio, 10 ounces for a Tier 1 terminal. And if you're a Tier 2, I believe I'm reading this, that it's allowed 12 ounces for a Tier 2 terminal patient. And those are within 90-day supplies. 10 ounces. Even if you're terminal, 12 ounces, even if you're terminal. Is that enough? Is that going to help? Is that going to be what you need to be able to heal, to get past? Don't know. Only you know what you know. Only you know what you need. Your body knows what you need. Medicinally, your body is going to use up whatever you do put into it. And trust and listen, you know, there's a misconception that, you know, you got all these people running around getting high and being stoned. And, it's not like that. Listen, if you're a medical patient and you need cannabis and trust me, every walking human being, every non-walking, every human being needs to have a regimen of THC and CBD, of cannabis, a part of their day-to-day, you know, life, for their bodies to work the way that they're supposed to work. That's all there is to it. Your endocannabinoid system regulates and controls what your homeostasis. Homeostasis is what makes you function, makes your, you know, your intestines do what your intestines are supposed to do, your liver do what it's supposed to do, your stomach do what it's supposed to do. And cannabis does help with that tremendously. That's why we have an endocannabinoid system, CB1 and CB2 receptors in our body, because we're meant to ingest this as daily for our medicinal purposes. So, using cannabis, all cannabis use, just remember that, all cannabis use is medicinal. And it's medicinal because it's supposed to be part of our daily lives. It's supposed to be a part of our daily diets. It's what we're supposed to have in us. Day to day. Well, here, I'll put that up here. Here you go. There you go. Dana put that up. So there you, that's an easy way for you to pop over and contact your state representative. And if you cannot see that, you can go to ohiohouse.gov/members/directory. Is posted. So I encourage you to go to Facebook, find my show, because it's going to be archived, and it is archived, and you can go to there and find it. And I'm going to leave it there for just a few minutes to allow it to be part of the archive. So Dana will – thank you, Dana, for doing that. I appreciate it. Yes, you're absolutely right, Michael. It's originally food, and it's the original food and medicine. Yeah, absolutely, Dana. If they don't get the calls or emails, they won't work. It won't work for it. So you definitely get your calls in, emails to your representatives, and tell them to support House Bill 382, and remind them the election, you know, is right around the corner. And that's really what it is. And again, if you don't like who's in there, if they're not going to work for you, and remember, the magic number is 10. You know, somebody said that the other day. The magic number is 10, and that's on almost everything. If you get 10 calls, 10 emails, 10 of anything on a subject or something, that moves forward. So I encourage people to reach out to their, you know, representatives. And hammer them this week, you know, because this is a crucial time for this bill to be passing and to make it to the floor in order for the Ohio patients to finally be able to heal for themselves and be able to medicate themselves. Because, again, going by a program that limits you to how much you're allowed to use on a month-to-month basis, and you have to break that down. You know, you're allowed that in a 90-day supply. 90 days is 3 months. So you're allowed 10 ounces for 3 months. Break that down. And that's what you're allowed to have. Which, if you're terminal, it's not going to work. We flat out need to have a program that allows a patient to grow for themselves and to be able to use what they grow for their medicine. That's all there is to it. The program's not going to work any other way unless it allows that. So I don't know. I think that, you know, more people need to join together and band together and stand together, because together we're stronger. And you're going to hear that continuously on my show. You're also going to hear a lot of about public support and public awareness, because it's huge. It's a big thing. People need to have the support. People need their support. That's all it is to it. That's what it comes down to, is we need your support to make this happen. We need your support to be able to make things continue to run. Without your support, you know, public awareness is dead. So we need public awareness. We need people on board with this. We need people on board with drop all charges against Adele and Aaron, to freelance Gore, to drop all charges against Zach Salazar. We need those things to happen. We need people to join on with this. We need your support. And in order to get that, you just simply need to take a picture. You need to find something bigger than you. Join something. Help out. You know, volunteer somewhere. Not saying what you're doing is not enough, but I'm saying we need everyone together doing the same thing, saying the same thing, going the same way, because that's how things work. That's how things get done. They're not going to be done pulling in 15, 20 different directions. And that's what's been happening. We need all to come together and stand together, saying the same thing, looking the same direction. So I appreciate you guys, as always, following the show and being part of the show and calling in and sharing me around and making comments. and pass me on to your friends. And the more people that get out there and hear the show, the more people that come and visit the show, the more people that come and spread the message, the more people know. There's education here. You just got to find it and you just got to do it. Again, we're big on public awareness. So we appreciate anyone and everyone's please snapping a shot of Freelance Gore. Please do that. Freelance Gore and tag Kerry Cannon or Tracy Gore Pike and get that out. I appreciate it. And again, like I said, I appreciate you. Without you guys, I'm just talking on dead air, so I greatly appreciate you guys listening and passing me around. And again, if you guys have a problem with something I've said or if there's an issue with something I said, please definitely give me a call. And the way you do that is by punching in 516-418-5539. And you'll get right through to me. Dana Bland, thank you for sharing around and being on the show and calling when you call. He runs the Hope for Change and End of Prohibition, the court support chapter out in Missouri. And, you know, Dana's a fighter. He's a, you know, has went through his own case, him and his wife, Sue, went through their own case. They fought some battles and going through battles and going through things. In the end, you know, because Dana's a fighter, he always comes out on the other side. So if you're in Missouri and you need support, reach out to him and his chapter, The Hope for Change and the Prohibition, a court support chapter of the Human Solution International. Again, thank you guys for joining me, and thank you for calling in. Dana, was great talking with you. You guys have a great night, and we will see you in 2 weeks for our next season. You guys have a wonderful time. Good night.